You're listening to KZSU, Stanford. Oh no. Wait, oh. Okay. No, that's not the sound. This is definitely not what I had in mind. This is a Cranky Kid show.
Once upon a time, there was a soldier who served in a war. When the war was over, the king decided to dismiss him.
You have served well and bravely. Here, take these 3 farthings for your troubles. Goodbye now.
3 farthings? Why, that's a lousy pay for being in war and all. If I can meet the right people, I'll bet I can get this king to pay me more.
The soldier then went into the forest and soon saw a man who was so strong that he was pulling huge trees out of the ground as if they were blades of grass.
Oh, this man will be of use to me. Excuse me, strong man. Will you be my friend and come with me? If we two are together, we ought to be able to get on in the world.
Why, certainly, my new friend. But first I must take this little bundle of sticks home to my mother. I'll just pluck one more tree out of the ground and wrap it around these others to hold them together more securely.
The strong man quickly finished his work, said goodbye to his mother, and off he went with the soldier. A short time later, they found a sharpshooter poised and ready to fire his rifle.
Sharpshooter, what are you aiming at?
2 miles from here, there's a fly sitting on a branch of an oak tree, and I'm going to shoot its left eye out.
Ouch.
Ho, come with us. If we 3 are together, we certainly ought to be able to get on in the world.
Sounds good to me.
And off they went together. After a bit, the 3 men came to 7 windmills, whose sails were turning furiously, and yet there was no wind to be felt. The soldier was the first to comment on this.
The windmills are turning, and yet the air around us is calm.
How can this be?
Confused, they kept walking. 2 miles later, they discovered a man leaning against a tree. He was casually blowing his breath out and looked as if he was whistling with no sound. The soldier again commented first.
What is this?
Yes, what is this?
Sharpshooter, go ask that man what he's doing over there blowing his breath out like that.
The sharpshooter did as he was told and returned saying,
Remember those 7 windmills that we passed 2 miles from here? Well, he's the one who's making them turn round and round.
Oh, he must come with us, come with us.
Yes, if we 4 are together, we ought to be able to get on in the world.
The man agreed to go with them, and off they all went together. Further down the road, the 4 men came across yet another man who was standing on 1 leg.
Why is he standing so?
I shall ask him.
The strong man did just that.
Sir, why are you standing on 1 leg?
I am a runner of foot races, and to stop myself from running too far, too fast, I've taken off 1 of my legs. If I use both my legs at the same time, I run faster than any bird can fly.
Oh, come with us then.
Yes, if we 5 are together, we shall carry the whole world before us.
Why not?
And the adventure continued. Before long, the 5 men came across yet another man who was wearing his cap entirely on 1 ear.
What is this? He looks like an idiot wearing his cap like that.
The runner, who was exceptionally sensitive to positive slights upon a person's character, spoke up quickly.
I know him. He has to wear his cap like that, because if he doesn't cover his left ear, a terrible frost comes about and all the birds in the air freeze and drop dead to the ground.
Then he must come with us.
Yes, if we 6 are together, we shall carry the whole world before us.
And so they became the 6 men of this story.
Hurrah for us! Off we go!
At the soldier's suggestion, the 6 men decided to return to the kingdom from whence the soldier came. The next morning, the king rode into the village square and proclaimed,
He who first runs a race with my daughter, the princess, and wins, may marry her. But any man who loses a race against the princess shall also lose his head.
The six men discussed this wager, and together they agreed that this was their chance to get on in the world.
We shall go to the king.
Yes, we shall.
Together as one.
Together.
Hurrah!
The soldier stood before the king and introduced himself. The king was unimpressed.
And is it you who shall be running in the race against my fair daughter, the princess?
The runner leapt forward and bowed before the king.
I shall run for my friend.
The king eyed the runner, and then eyed the soldier again.
Then you must both stake your lives on this race.
We will!
All was arranged, and on the day of the competition, the king announced the rules of the royal race.
You and my daughter, the princess, shall both carry a pitcher to the Red Lake far away. You will each fill your pitcher with its red water and then bring it back. Whomever returns first shall be declared the winner. Begin!
The soldier turned to the runner and said,
"Get going and help us win."
The runner saluted the soldier and took off. The runner then reached the Red Lake, filled his pitcher with its red water, and began his run back to the tournament grounds to claim victory. But suddenly, he began to slow down.
Oh, I'm a little tired. I think I'll take a little nap. My, look at this. A horse's skull on the ground before me, and we're not even in New Mexico. I'll just make a pillow out of this horse's skull so that I don't get too comfortable and sleep for too long.
Yet while he was sleeping, the princess finally caught up to him.
Ha, the fool. I shall empty his pitcher of red water, run on ahead, fill my pitcher, and then run back and win this race. That'll fix him. Try and marry a princess, will you? Ha!
Fortunately, the sharpshooter, who had exceptionally keen eyesight and also happened to be standing on top of the castle wall, saw what the princess had done.
She thinks she's so clever, that princess. I'll just shoot that horse's skull out from under my friend, the runner, and wake him up.
And so he did.
Oh no, my red water has been dumped out, and I can see the princess ahead of me. She's on her way back to the castle. But that's okay. I'll still win this race.
And so he raced back to the Red Lake, filled his pitcher once again, and started the run back to the finish line. The strong man, who was standing in the crowd, saw him and called out,
"Look, the runner's passed the princess.
He's going to beat her to the finish line by at least 10 minutes.
Here he comes to the finish line."
Hurrah!
The king was very unhappy.
Rats, now what am I going to do? I can't go back on my wager or the peasants will draw and quarter me.
Father, you can't let me be married to a lowly soldier.
I know.
Well then do something. Find some way to get rid of him.
The king frowned and thought as hard as he could.
I've got it. We'll invite this soldier and his friends to come and celebrate their victory with a meal in the castle. I'll put them all in a room with a floor made of iron.
And then what? Make them eat themselves to death? Hope they lick the floor, get iron overload, and die of hemochromatosis?
No. I'll have the cook make a fire beneath the floor. It will get so hot in the room that all the air will disappear and they'll suffocate to death, one by one.
That's a great idea.
The king called for the six men to come forward.
Come, gentlemen. We shall celebrate your victory with a feast in my castle.
Oh, boy. We get a princess and some food?
Hurrah again!
Once the six men were shut in the room, the king had the cook begin the hottest fire he could make.
Throw on as many logs as you need. I want an inferno beneath them.
The six men began to sweat.
Isn't it getting a little warm in here?
It's the food and the wine that are making you hot. Eat, eat!
But it grew hotter still. The sharpshooter went to the windows to open them.
Hey, the windows are all bolted closed from the outside.
The strong man went to push the door open.
And the doors are bolted closed from the other side also.
We must do something quick or we will suffocate and die.
The man with the cap over one ear jumped up from his seat and pulled off the cap. The runner cheered him on.
Yes, look now, everyone. That wicked king, well, he'll not succeed. With our friend's cap off his ear, this room will freeze down right away. Our friend here will make a frost so great that the fire beneath us will be ashamed and creep away.
2 hours later, the king believed that all six of the men had perished, so he ordered the doors to be opened. The six men came strolling out.
Father, they live!
The king was very unhappy.
Rats, now what am I going to do? We used up all our spare logs making that fire.
Buy them off. Give them gold. Father, you can't let me be married to a lowly soldier.
The king frowned and looked at the floor.
When's the last time this floor was washed?
And then made up his mind.
I know what I'll do. Soldier, if I give you gold, will you renounce your claim on my daughter's hand and leave my kingdom forever?
The soldier paused, looked at the strong man for a moment, and then said,
Certainly, give me as much gold as my friend here can carry, and I will not demand my right to take your daughter's hand in marriage.
As much as your friend can carry?
The king knew how heavy gold was and laughed to himself at the soldier's foolishness.
It is agreed then. You will have as much gold as this one man standing here next to you can carry, and then all six of you shall leave my kingdom forever.
Good. My friends and I will return in 14 days to fetch our gold.
The six men left, but the strong man was worried because, though he was strong, he only had two arms with which to carry the gold.
Soldier, what is this you have agreed to?
The soldier smiled and looked at his friend.
Do not fret, my good man.
However, the runner was also worried.
Yes, what are we going to do?
Trust me, my friends, I have a plan.
The next day, the soldier sent word summoning all the tailors in the kingdom to their door.
Dear tailors, sew us the largest, strongest, most enormous sack you can make.
The tailors got busy with their work. Twelve days later, they finished the giant sack, and the soldier called the other five men together.
Now, everyone, we are ready to go back to the king and pick up our gold.
Hurrah for us!
So the next morning, they began their walk back to the castle. The king and the princess both spied the strong man first through their breakfast window.
Who is that man coming toward us? And what is that huge pile of cloth on his back that looks as big as a house?
He looks like one of those men we were trying to get rid of, Father.
You're right, and there are the other five men following behind him.
The strong man, who had exceptionally good hearing, said,
Yes, it is I, a very strong man who is a friend of the soldier, who is exceptionally brilliant. The very same soldier you have treated so unfairly when he returned from service in your war. I have come to carry away all the gold you have now promised him. We'll start with a ton.
Oh my!
The king had no choice but to have a ton of gold brought, but the strong man was not satisfied.
This barely covers the bottom of my sack. Bring more!
The king emptied his treasury, but still the bag wasn't even half full. The king was very unhappy.
Rats, I'll have to collect all the gold in the kingdom for them.
7,000 carts of gold were gathered and brought to the six men. The strong man put all the carts and the oxen pulling them into his bag.
Any more gold, your majesty? My bag still isn't full.
The king and the princess were both sobbing.
Just a few dishes and trinkets.
And our crowns.
Put them all into my sack. Then we six men will be on our way, even though my bag still isn't full.
The strong man threw the enormous bag of gold over his shoulders and walked away as though it was light as a feather.
Father, you must send our fastest regiment to capture those six men and make them give us back all our gold.
Yes, my daughter, I must do this, or we shall be the poorest kingdom of all.
So all the best horsemen were sent to hunt down the six men.
Look, the king has set his regiment on us.
And they have us surrounded.
They say we are their prisoners.
The soldier disagreed.
Oh, no, we're not. That regiment and their steeds will dance in the air. Just you watch.
The soldier then nodded to their friend, the fourth man who had joined them. He began to blow his breath out as he did for the windmills. He caused such a wind that the king's regiment was carried away into the sky and scattered all over the mountains. One by one, they came crashing down. One horseman cried mercy for his steed, so the six men took pity and allowed them both to come to a rest more gently upon the ground.
Go home to your king and tell him to lay off. If he sends any more men, we shall have them all blown into the air just as the others.
The horsemen saluted the six men and returned to the king, who was now thoroughly miserable.
Rats and then some. They must have magic on their side.
And so the six men divided up all the gold and went away to their separate homes at last. And there they each lived very happily for the rest of their lives.
That was How Six Men Got On in the World, another in our series, Grimly Speaking, based on the tales of the Brothers Grimm. This is a Cranky Kid Show.
Stanford Parking and Transportation Services asks,
is having a good hair day worth a very real risk of paralysis, permanent brain damage, or death if you're involved in a crash on your bike?
Bike helmets reduce head trauma in the event of a collision by up to 85%. Love your brain, wear a helmet. Learn more by visiting bike.stanford.edu.
And now, everyone, it's
time for cows!
From Scotland. Today we're talking to the White Park.
So you're from Antarctica?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, where else in the world could there be a White Park?
We're not talking about a plot of land with snow and ice all over it.
We're not?
No, I'm a cow whose breed name happens to be White Park.
From Antarctica?
No, I'm not from Antarctica.
As close as they can tell from my genes, I'm from Scotland.
You wear clothes?
Genes as in genetics, not jeans as in an article of clothing usually worn on the legs. Something which I might add, you do not normally see on cattle.
Scotland, huh? So how come you don't have a Scottish accent?
Because in the late 1930s, some White Park cattle were imported to Canada.
Then why don't you have a Canadian accent?
Because some of their offspring ended up in the Bronx Zoo, but they couldn't house wild cattle for the long term. So, they were sold and moved to the King Ranch in Texas.
Then why don't you have a Texas accent?
Because I don't want one.
Oh, well, how old are you as a breed?
White cattle with colored points are mentioned in Irish sagas dating back almost 2,000 years.
Are there a lot of you left?
Actually, no. Our current status is critical, and the beef industry needs us because we have high-quality meat. And we also increase the heterosis effects in crossbreeding systems.
Heterosis? What in the world is heterosis?
Heterosis is when you cross two genetically different plants or animals and get a better result, such as superior vigor or size. Heterosis is also called hybrid vigor.
Does that explain your horns?
No, it explains why I'm now going to chase you away for being a pest.
I can take a hint. Really, I can take a hint.
Start running.
Caterpillar Cock, Chapter 2. A zebra is missing.
Come and eat with us.
No, I can't. It isn't the right food.
Please, we worry about you.
Psst. Hey, you, come over here. I've got something you might like.
Are you sure? I mean, I can't even find it locally and hey.
Oh my gosh, where did that zebra swallowtail caterpillar go? Where, oh where is the zebra?
When the larva gets loathsome and unlawful, who are you gonna call?
Caterpillar Cop.
Okay, now when was the last time you saw this zebra swallowtail caterpillar?
Well, we were all hanging out in front of the Papilio No Idea Pup.
And then?
Well, our friend was hungry and we were trying to get some food.
So what was the problem?
It wasn't easy to feed this caterpillar.
And why is that?
Well, all that was available were some carrots, parsley, and various trees.
Stuff we like to eat.
And
the only food that sufficed for her was Pawpaw.
Okay, this caterpillar has been missing since last Tuesday. Any ideas as to what happened?
How should I know? She was with some friends and got hungry. The next thing they know, she's gone.
Zebra swallowtail caterpillars basically eat a diet of Pawpaw.
Yeah? So?
So, it's not that easy to find Pawpaw at this time of year in New England.
You think someone deliberately led her astray with the promise of Pawpaw?
It's a possibility.
Come on, sweetie. I know you want it.
No, I can't eat it like this. Please take it away.
You'd rather starve? Listen, if you don't eat, you'll never metamorphosize. Yeah, that big word. And you know, the family expects you to.
Please don't make me go through with this.
Stop where you are.
Who are you?
Caterpillar Cop, I'm taking you in.
What's the charge?
Masquerading as a metamorphosis marauder.
Order in the court. How please your client, Slug Caterpillar?
Your Honor, my client is innocent of all charges.
So what's the evidence, Caterpillar Cop?
Your Honor, we caught this tiger swallowtail butterfly restraining this poor zebra swallowtail caterpillar against her will.
Your Honor, my client.
Sit down, Slug Caterpillar. Tiger, is this true?
Yes, Your Honor. I was only trying to get it to eat.
To eat? Wasn't that how you lured her into your trap? By waving Pawpaw in her face?
What is Pawpaw?
It's a member of the custard apple family, Your Honor. I'm the only member that grows outside the tropics.
Your Honor, speaking of family.
Yes, Slug Caterpillar?
The zebra swallowtail caterpillar went with my client because they are in the same family. The grandmother is having a birthday soon, and they were worried that their cousin here wouldn't be able to make the journey.
Is this true, Zebra?
Yes, Your Honor. I'll need wings to get there in time.
So why won't you metamorphosize?
I can't help it. I'm a lazy larva, and I know it. But I understand now how important it is that I make this change.
Spider Bayless, take this lazy larva back to her family. Case dismissed.
Wow, I never saw a caterpillar tear through a pile of pawpaws so fast in my entire life.
It's a good thing my clients brought it with them.
Did they tell you why she was so reluctant to change?
Oh, you know these youngins. They don't like to miss out on anything. Said she was afraid she'd miss all the latest news in the chat rooms on the spider web.
When the larva gets loathsome and unlawful, who are you gonna call?
Caterpillar Cop.
That was Caterpillar Cop. A zebra is missing.
Kids, come on down to breakfast. Remember, first come is first served.
But Ma, I've been sitting here for an hour, and there ain't no food on my plate.
Oh, don't get your nose out of joint, Pa.
I'm sorry. I tried to fix it before setting down here at the table. How's it look now?
Don't worry, Pa.
What will be, will be.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Pa.
What's for breakfast?
Look, Sissy, it's raining cats and dogs.
Goodness gracious. You look at all them fight as they hit the ground.
Stop staring out the window and go get some fruit from the barrel.
What's the point, Ma? You know one rotten apple spoils the whole barrel.
Yeah, and the one we pulled out yesterday was a doozy.
Yes, well, our fruit situation has been touch and go.
You touched it, Sissy, so it's your turn to go.
Okay.
Pa, it's time we turned over a new leaf.
You're right, Jaren. Go out and see to the oak in the backyard.
Now that is the last straw.
What, Ma? Are we out of matches again?
Not to worry. We should count our blessings.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone, look at what I got.
Where'd you get all that money?
From a fool.
Did it take long?
Nah, a fool and his money are soon parted.
Hey, I heard every cloud has a silver lining.
Well, I guess we should all go out and look now, shouldn't we?
That cow doesn't look lined.
Hey, ow! Ma!
Now what?
Sissy's bending my ear.
Sissy, you've gotten yourself into a lot of hot water.
Well, I am trying to take a bath, Ma. What do you expect?
Oh, never mind. Oh, Pa, they're good children. Just keep your fingers crossed.
I will, Ma. But for how long should I do it? It makes it mighty difficult to tie my shoes and pull up my socks.
Investigative retorts.
I understand you teach.
As a matter of fact, I do. I'm a vocal coach and a choir director.
And the method you are known for is a very unique method for singing.
Yes, that's true. And my most famous students, especially the ones in pop and country western, use it. It's a relaxation technique. You have to relax the tongue. Like it.
Like what?
Like it. You see, it is much easier to sing when you don't have your tongue wagging about. All those consonants in a language just interfere with the smooth production of sound. All song sings on vowels, let me tell you.
I see you have your chorus primed and ready to start. Shall we have a demonstration performance?
By all means. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa, 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 you're both meant the other me. Ellie, 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 I think I love you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, what did you think?
But I couldn't understand a word they were saying.
Sure you can. You just have to free up your mind, that's all. Here, listen again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa, 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 you're both with me round the mean. Lally, 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 lally.
Thank you, thank you. You see, did you understand better this time?
Yes, I guess so. This is Investigative Retorts, reporting on the new trend of easing out the consonants in vocal music.
The Paleozoic era left some very useful things.
One of them was something Santa leaves in the stockings of bad boys and girls.
Yes, let's see now. Santa, stockings, little brats.
Then there's a black gold from the ground that runs cars and is in practically everything fake that we make.
Icky black stuff, uh-huh.
Another one's used to season food.
A popular seasoning. Very impressive.
And yet another supports many a roof.
All these are great things. Can anyone guess what they are?
Coal. Petroleum.
Salt. Building stone.
Everyone got them? Coal, petroleum, salt, and building stone. Pretty neat, huh?
You betcha.
This brings us to the end of the Cranky Kids Radio Show. More information about Cranky Kids can be found at crankykids.com. That's cranky with a K, crankykids.com. Until the next time, everyone stay well and do have fun. Bye now.